71 degrees and cloudy in Nashville. We've had some rain already this morning, and there's a 60% chance of more precipitation. We especially expect rain today in the northern part of Middle Tennessee. The closer you are to the Kentucky border, the more likely you are to get rain today. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 6:04. When workers at Chattanooga's Volkswagen plant finalized their first union contract a few months ago, they made history. Their deal brought in $14,000 bonuses, a reduction in health care costs, and a 20% pay hike over 14 years. That seems to have inspired workers at another plant, Schnellica Logistics. The Times Free Press reports the vote to join the United Auto Workers last week passed by a 2-to-1 margin. Workers at Schnellica are practically co-workers with Volkswagen staff. Schnellica manages VW's shipments from suppliers, runs the parts warehouse, and gets supplies to VW's production line. The union says it's going to be busy organizing in Chattanooga. Last year, its president, Sean Fain, said this would be the first domino to fall in the South. But the Times Free Press interviewed academics who say to take that with a grain of salt. They noted that two Mercedes-Benz facilities in Alabama recently voted down voting the union. Tennessee's Department of Labor notices indicate the state's automotive companies have planned at least 800 layoffs this year. Most recently, the Dura-Shiloh car parts manufacturer shuttered its Dixon facility, killing nearly 80 jobs. More men are using a benefit that protects their job while caring for an immediate family member. The Federal Family and Medical Leave Act, commonly called FMLA, provides eligible employees with up to 12 weeks of unpaid leave each year for caregiving for a parent, child, or spouse with a serious medical condition. Jocelyn Fry with the National Foundation of Women and Families notes that caregiving responsibilities have historically fallen to women.
If you look at the research, more and more men say, I want to be involved in my family. I want to support my mom or my parent when they're sick. And when you have a benefit like the FMLA that is gender neutral, it helps to create the expectation that this is about whoever needs to provide care in supporting them in that time of need.
But a big barrier remains: pay. Fry joins our Health Q series later this hour to explain some of the ways to get paid while taking family leave. One of the main roads through Bordeaux has been renamed for the woman who represented the area in government for years. Thelma Harper was a member of Metro Council who became the first Black woman elected to the Tennessee Senate. She had a habit of wearing large hats, a strategy for making sure she could not be ignored. In those hats, she helped force the closure of the Bordeaux landfill and prioritize legislation protecting children. News Channel 5 reports a portion of Clarksville Highway was officially renamed Thelma Harper Parkway over the weekend. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.